Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2015, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission and Dr. Jeff Edwards, Extension Small Grain Specialist for Oklahoma State University, reminds you to keep an eye on your wheat crop during the winter months.
Keep an eye on those crops and see basically the greenness of the crop and see how they're making it through the winter and monitor the nitrogen status in those fields. You know, in the southern Great Plains, we don't have the luxury that they do in other wheat production regions in that we have a lot of acres to cover and our rainfall is very unpredictable. For that reason, we can't make as many just-in-time top dress applications, and we've got to get those rigs rolling there in early to mid-January to make it across those acres and have the nitrogen out there for when the rain does hopefully come in January and February to move that nitrogen into the soil profile.
OSU's Dr. Jeff Edwards. Wheat Watch 2015 is a service of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures closed lower across the board. Corn down 3 cents, beans down about 8 cents, and then wheat futures continued the slide down 4 to 5 cents in Kansas City, 1 to 2 cents lower in the Chicago wheat. One of the surprising factors today was that the U.S. dollar index was sharply lower. It's been rallying for a couple of months now and made new highs end of last week, and it sold off pretty hard today, down about 80. But that didn't really have an impact on the grain futures. Some people thought that with the lower dollar, maybe that would help support the grains, but it didn't. The lower dollar did help some other commodities such as oil, but it didn't really have a positive impact on grains, and so we closed lower across the board. It seems like the macro environment, the big picture, is a little bit disappointing today. We started off early this morning with the stock market down about 300 points in the Dow. From the initial onset this morning, everything was pretty weak. There are also some talk that some skirmishes going on between the Russians and the Ukrainians, and the possibility of some sort of escalation into an actual war is just imminent. It hadn't happened yet, but you would think that that would make grains go higher, but at this point it has not.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
Tuesday, not a lot of new information here. The market's really focused on the Russian-Ukrainian actions, and then also some hints of what's going on at the FOMC policy meeting tomorrow afternoon, and if there's a possibility that there will be a rate hike in the near future, that could possibly be one of the drivers behind the dollar and the Dow Jones in their moves this morning. Now, across the board, funds have been sellers today, selling 3 to 5,000 contracts of beans, about 5,000 contracts of corn, and about even in wheat futures. They did come into the end of the day on the short side on wheat, selling it, driving it back down. There was an announcement of a sale and then also an announcement of a cancellation of beans. We canceled 120,000 metric tons of old crop beans to China, but we also added 111,000. So those were sort of a wash in the export market. If you look into South America, what's going on with their crops? We're getting harvested about 8% in the Mato Grosso region on the soybeans, 8% harvested. We're about 45% sold. We're normally at 55% for this time of year. But it's moving along nicely, and probably one of the reasons why we're sliding lower for corn and beans.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Thank you, Justin. Recapping today's markets, February live cattle up $3 at 152.82, April up $3 at 151 even. March feeder cattle up 3.85 at 203.82, April up 4.12 at 205.22. February lean hogs down 140 at 69.42, and April down 60 at 72.05. In the grain markets, March Kansas City wheat down 4 1/4 at 550 and 1/4, May down 4 1/4 at 555 and 3/4. March Chicago wheat down 1 1/2 at 519. March corn down 2 3/4 at 381 1/4. July down 3 at 397. March soybeans down 9 3/4 at 973 3/4. May down 9 at 981 1/4. March cotton up 16 at 58.78, May up 9 at 59.54. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.